the Gemara was darshaning a pasuk in Tehillim. Ubaitseya beirich nietz Hashem. And the Gemara had several suggestions what this pasuk is referring to. The fourth suggestion that the Gemara brought was Rab Tanchem Bar Chani Loi. Loi nema mikra zeh elo keneged maiso egel. This pasuk is referring to the maiso egel. And the background is Vayara haroin vayivein mizbeach lefonav. Aharon HaKohen saw something, and that's when he went and built the Mizbeach, and he played his critical role in the Chet Egel. And the Gemara says, Ma'ra, what did he see? So Chazal say, Roh Chur Shnezavuach Lefanov. He saw that Chur, the great Tzaddik, was murdered. He was literally assassinated. Omar, he said, Eloi Shamanalu, if I'm not going to listen to them, they're going to end up doing to me what they did to Chur. They'll be Mekayim the Pasukim, Yehoriv, Yemikdash Hashem, Kohen V'Navi, V'Loi Havalu Takanta Lo'olam. Let me make the Egel like this, Efsher, Havalu Takanta B'Tshuva. Maybe there's going to be a chance, maybe they're going to be able to do Tshuva. So says the Gemara, any person that goes, and he benches Aharon HaKohen for what he did, Ein Zeh Mevarich El Menayetz. Because what Aharon HaKohen did was wrong. And really, you walk away from this Gemara, in Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin, Amad Aleph, there seems to be no other way. But to say that Aharon HaKohen on some level was guilty of playing a role in the Chet HaEgel. If somebody tries finding a silver lining, Ein Zeh Mevarich Ela Menayetz, David HaMelech came lafukei that, according to one shita. But the bottom line is, as it relates to Aharon HaKohen's role in the Chet HaEgel, it seems to be that on some level he aided and abetted what it is that played itself out. Stating that, and we've mentioned this in the past, in the Torah from the Hilgah Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer saw it very, very differently. The Chassam Sofer throughout his forum says that the greatest act of Mesiras Nefesh in the history of the world, from Bereshis Bar Elikim, that Bias Goyal Tzadik Meir B'Yemeinu Amen V'Amen, was the role that Aharon HaKohen played in the Chet HaEgel. He said Aharon HaKohen had no intention of really being complicit in the Avodah Zarah of the Egel, but he made a cheshbon, like the Gemara said, what's going to be if they kill me? Then there's going to be no hope. If they do the Chet HaEgel, but I stay alive, efshar, tahavlu takanta b'tshuva. So he went ahead to the Aharon HaKohen, and he said, I'm going to play a role in the Chet HaEgel, which meant he's going to be over the Avodah Zarah, which meant that on some level, he's going to be chayiv, the oynish, the chorus, or whatever it is of the person that's oivet avodah zarah. Says the Chassam Sofer, why did Aharon HaKohen do it? He did it to save Klal Yisrael. Says the greatest act of mesiras nefesh in the world. Chassam Sofer says, you know, you talk about someone that's moisa nefesh. What do you mean to be moisa nefesh? You learn when you have no koich to learn. You get out of bed when you're too tired. You have a lot of things going on, and you figure out a way to block out all the noise, and you have different nesyonis. Mesiras nefesh, a yid lives with mesiras. Every yid in the world lives with mesiras nefesh. There's nothing to talk about. He said, but what's the mesiras nefesh? You're giving up from your guf. You're giving up from your ability, maybe, to enjoy the pleasures and the temptations of the world. He said, it's unbelievable. It's not shy. That's what we talk about, the Indian of mesiras nefesh, as if it's the greatest thing that a person could do. But says the Chassam Sofer, there's one thing greater than a person being willing to give up from his guf for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is being willing to give up your nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says if a person gives up his guf, okay, you may shnoi seinu behem shivim shana v'imbegvurish shmoinim shana 100, 120, you gave that up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you jumped into a fire like the Yidden that a Kedoshim did throughout the Doris. It's not Shayach. It's unbelievable. But there's one thing even greater, and that is if a person's willing to give up his Nitzchias, and he's giving up his Nitzchias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the greatest act of Mesiras Nefesh imaginable. Nefesh as in not his guf. Nefesh as in his real nefesh. Nefesh as in his neshama. And he said when Aharon HaKohen went, and Aharon HaKohen played his role in the Chet HaEgel, he was being Moisa Nefesh. Because as far as he knew, what he was about to do was Ein Zeh Mevarich Ela Menayetz. And what he was about to do was something very, very terrible. Right? Avodah Zarah is Yehor Gaval Yavar. In Halacha, there's no cheshbon in the world that what Aharon HaKohen is doing is right. Narvas, Efshe Lahavalu Takanta. See, he's going to give himself up for Klal Yisrael to have a takana. That's the greatest act of Mesiras Nefesh. It's the greatest act of Petuchei Chosam that a person could possibly do. He's giving up his whole Ruchnias, his whole Osid, his whole Olam Haba. Why? To save Klal Yisrael. Says the Chassam Sofer, this goes down as the greatest act of Mesiras Nefesh in the world. And he says, that's what you find throughout the Torah, every time Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Aharon and he tells him, come, right, do the avoid. Aharon was always afraid because he understood his role. But what did Eibush to tell him? No. L'kach nevcharta. And in the Beis Medrash of the Chassam Sofer, we mentioned this so many times. L'kach nevcharta, precisely because of your great act of Mesiras Nefesh. It's because of what you did. It's because of what you did. It's for that reason. It's okay. So I looked up this Chassam Sofer again. Obviously, this is Dover B'itay Matoiv in terms of Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. But there was one thing that bothered me. The Gemara says, Ein Zeh Mevarich Elo Menayit. Isn't the Gemara Gufa coming Lafuke the Heilig Chassam Sofer? I think it's a little bit of a Pella. Chassam Sofer doesn't bavarnik. I mean, the Torah is not Shaykh, it's fire. But at the same time, it's Mamish Kenega the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says, Ein Zeh Mevarich Elo Menayit. As if you might try to find a silver lining, and you're going to... Whatever that shtickel Torah is, Ein Zeh Mevarich Elo Menayit. No, so sometimes there could be a disconnect between Teres HaNigla and Teres HaSoid. So maybe in Pnimiyas, Darshei Rishumoy say that even, right, Achav has a Chelek in Olam HaBa. There's such an Indian. We know that. Ki Yidua, Teres Ishbitz and Teres Rav Tzadik, Vadvar Matikin. That's the Mahalach over here? Is that the Mahalach? But I'll just tell you one interesting thing. Maybe this is a little bit of a tzushtal. And that is, one of the other pshatim that the Gemara said in terms of understanding, Ein Zeh Mevarich Elo Menayit, who it's referring to, is referring to Yehuda. Yehuda said, Ma Betza, Ki Nargis Achenu, and the Gemara said, you would have a Havamino, then maybe you should go and you should bench Yehuda. Ein Zeh Mevarich Elo Menayit. Which means that Yehuda comes out of this sugya also not looking so good. Because even if you want to find the silver lining in Yehuda, at the end of the day, it all worked out. It played itself out good. He saved Yosef HaTzadik's life. Oh, but Ein Zeh Mevarich Elo Menayit. Stating that, if you take a look at the Marsha, it's a very long Marsha here in Chedushei Agadas. Marsha asks a whole bunch of kashas. It brings kashas that the Rishonim ask, brings kashas that the Achronim ask. A lot of the Ketukim in the Gemara, it's beyond the scope of what we're able to do in the allotted time that we have. But I ain't Shom be Marsha. So I'm going to the end of the Marsha. Says the Marsha, V'lulei Perusham hoya nira lefarish. He says, we're not for what all the Rishonim and the early Achronim said. I have a different Mahalach in the Sugya. I think that when the Pasuk says, U'baitzeya beirech nietz Hashem, I think it's l'shvach. I think the Gemara means to say that you have to praise Yehuda. You have to give him all the accolades in the world. The hochenami l'shvach Yehuda komar. U'mevarech b'mokim zeh. And according to that pshat in the Gemara, when it says mevarech, zehu b'mokim klol of a gidof. The word mevarech doesn't mean bench. It means fakek. It means klol of a gidof. K'may, you find the pasuk says beirach novois elokim v'melech. It's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perich of Aleph, pasuk Yud Gimel. V'zehu sha'amar, kol mevarech es Yehuda. U'migad foyal zois, sha'amar ma betza ki naroig. You're being menayit Hashem. She Yehuda kavanosei l'shem shemayim hoyam. She yochoshesh lo yiyu echov shoymen loy bedavar zeh lachzir la'aviv. V'zeh she'amar, he says, you want to know the oymik? That what are you doing? You're being menayit Hashem. Why being menayit Hashem? You're talking about Yehuda. That's one of the kashas that the Marshal mutches with a little bit. You be minayit Hashem ki shem Yehuda. We know the name Yehuda is nikra kuloy al shmoy shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. K'moy shamru besoyte daf yud al shekide shem shemayim befarhesya v'suloy midi. I don't think I have to say one more word, says the Marshal. I think everybody got this Gemara wrong. When the Gemara says baitzeya beirech, it doesn't mean that if somebody goes and it gives him a bracha. No, faket. It's miloshin mevarech es Hashem beirach novois alekim v'melech. If someone is mekalo, if someone's megadif Yehuda, ein zem mevarech. You should know he's making a toys because you know what you're doing. You're being menayitz to shmoy shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu because Yehuda's name goes down as Yehuda l'dayros. Why? Because the shem shemayim, the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is in the name Yehuda. So if someone's gonna go ahead and he's gonna say Yehuda, oh, it's such a terrible thing that he did. You know what you're doing. You're being menayitz Hashem. The shame of value was licked in the name of Yehuda. This is what the Marsha said. If the Marsha said it about Yehuda, I guess Lule de Mistafina, we could say it as it relates to Aharon HaKohen as well. It's a Marsha, Mamish on this Gemara. He holds his Pash B'Shan in the Gemara. The Pel, he's Mamish what he holds. He holds his Pash B'Shan in the Gemara. Maybe it's a Tushnel to this Heilig Chassam Sofer, and that's the first star.